ashes of a fire. This would be an old time.
Cornbread, yeah. Hoe cakes or something like that. Poke into the hoe cake flour. You know what I have to make it though, you know, like this one gets thick. You get squeeze your pan and instead of pinching off the dough to make biscuits, you just put it all in and flatten it out, pat it out, and then it makes the hoe not toasted.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's good to eat with stuff.
But
I guess that's the, about the same thing
as
cooking it over an open fire. I don't know.
Have you ever heard names like ash bread or ash cake or ash cream? Now, I think that a long time ago, people just put the dough together and put it right in the fire. I mean, they didn't put it in the pan at the time.
Well, I do know how people used to cook on the fireplace. I never have, but, and that's when we used the spiders mostly, you know, with the legs, and the frying pan with them up, and the, then people had iron pots, you know, cooked for them, and then some of them had legs, and some of them just fried them up.
Would they put the coals on top of the spider too?
Yeah, they had lids. You know, had a lid, an iron lid, on the top, and they put the coals under it, and then put the coals on top of it. Well, that's how that was cooking on the top, see. And on the bottom.
Good idea. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Okay. And what do you call a round sweet pastry that has a hole in the middle of it?
Donut.
And, you know, some donuts you can make with baking powder to make them rise, and others you can use something else to make them rise. What would that be? Well, you use it when you make homemade bread to make it rise.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
Or even you can make delicious donuts out of biscuits.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we just take ours and, next you got the hole about that, you know, and if you pull it, there'll be a little hole that comes in the center. Or now you can, take them, my Mary Dollar takes them and kind of flatten them out a little bit and take something and cut the little hole in the center. A donut cut or something, I don't want to eat it, but we don't go to that much trouble. We just pull out, you know, this jar like that, and the hole comes in the middle, and you just go ahead and cook it fry.
That's great.
Well, that all it is.
Okay, that's good.
You can put the glaze on, you know, or you can put the powdered sugar, which, or four eggs, or some baking sugar. Or you can use the same granulated sugar. And then some people put to the chocolate glaze in their bowl.
Yeah, that's great. There's something called round flat cakes that you cook on a skillet. Often on Saturday morning and use them with syrup.
Well, we always say pancakes, but now I think it's off behind them as hot cakes.
Have you heard people call them anything else?
Bread cakes. There's something that sticks about like that. It's called Indian bread. But I don't know just exactly how to fix it.
Is it out of flat flour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then you put the... I think you put a little brown sugar on that.